Blog Talk Radio.
I hate when my husband works late, being at home, alone at night, hearing every little creak. It's uncomfortable. I thought I was just being paranoid. Then my girlfriend said she felt the same way when her husband travels. Until they had what she calls their Vivint talk. Vivint, my friend calls it the best home security system out there. It's super easy to use and fit right into our budget. And I love my video cameras. I can see what's going on in and around my home right from my computer or smartphone. It's actually kind of funny. I told my husband, if you're going to be traveling or working late, I'm getting Vivint. And it's made all the difference.
Call now. Not only is installation free, you'll get up to $1,500 worth of Vivint security cameras and equipment today at no charge. Seriously, $1,500. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Call 877-776-3430. 877-776-3430. 877-776-3430. Restrictions apply. 48 or 60-month agreement at minimum $49.99 per month required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Theme song, Clouds of Abundance. You have tuned into the Reconnected Show with your host, Nazim Rashid. Nazim is the author of Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, a how-to manual for all those wanting permanent change in their lives. It is also a guide to virtually go back in time and eliminate all negative feelings associated with your past experiences that have caused any level of difficulty in your present life. Nazim has helped clients move from apathy to productivity, from codependency to loving themselves without attachment, from drug-addicted lifestyles to clean and sober positive examples, demonstrating what can be accomplished when one connects and stays connected to that which gives life. I am Dorothy Rashid, the co-host. Without any further ado, I bring to you Nazim Rashid.
Well, all right. Thank you for that great introduction, and I'm here right now in the Phoenix, Arizona area enjoying the sunshine, and we just had a great rain, and the air is nice and clean and purified. It smells wonderful. I'm looking at grapefruit trees and aloe vera and green grass. Yes, yes, yes. It is another day in paradise, another day to give thanks, another day to just enjoy all the blessings that are around us constantly. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome all into our Paradise One studio, where every day is a holiday and the party never stops. Yay! Alrighty then. Oh, we're having my audience. Okay, that's okay. Welcome again.
Hey.
Welcome again to the Reconnected Show, which is based directly or indirectly on the chapters in my book, Reconnected. We always start with a nice opening universal prayer to get our blessings. And like I've always mentioned on this program, whatever name or reference fits your belief system will do just fine when I am mentioning God. Just know that we did not create ourselves, and in knowing this reality, we can give attention and honor the source of our creation for guidance and direction. I'm using God as an universal theme and is not relegated to a particular religion or belief system. With the name of God, we thank you for the angels you have sent amongst us, reminding us of your presence, grace, and mercy. Thank you for the attitudes of gratitude you have given us to give back to you. Thank you for the favor, the favor of clear thinking minds you have given us. Oh, so important. Thank you for our positive associations. They help keep us connected to our higher purpose. Amen. All right, well, show notes, we have Dorothy. Take it away.
We all have experienced disappointments in our past, and some of us have not reconciled those issues. In order for us to travel wonderfully on our healthy path of life, we have to release all unnecessary baggage that is preventing us from going full speed ahead. This is what Nazim's book and this program is designed to do. Let us hear from you as we learn together how discovering the needs of our child self can make a substantial difference in our lives. Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, is available at www.cloudsofabundance.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, Jazzy Yogurt Shop in Scottsdale, Arizona, and my favorite health food store, Healthy Habits Health Food Store in Phoenix, Arizona. The chapters in the book and the themes of this reconnected show are forgiveness, validation, self-esteem, visualization, self-image, communication and listening skills, optimism, gratitude, faith, spirituality, codependency and addiction, recovery issues, identifying and managing emotions. You can connect with Nazim using his email address, nrbookclub@gmail.com. That's N as in Nazim, R as in Rashid, bookclub@gmail.com. Or his website, www.cloudsofabundance.com. You'll find information such as life coaching, book signing dates, webinars, and workshops. All life coaching is done through your phone, so you can have sessions with Nazim wherever you may be in the world. Life coaching is about removing the obstacles and encouraging you to go beyond your perceived barriers to the accomplishment of your dreams and aspirations. Life coaching is about results now and creating the future that you want versus counseling that spends a lot of time in healing the past. Healing the past is also important and something Nazim does with his book and book-related events. It's time to be reconnected and time for the new you. Nazim?
Time for the new you. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Time for the new you. Have we taken time out this week, you know, or today, this morning, to think about, envision what the new you looks like, feels like, acts like, thinks like? Oh, yeah, that's how the new you is created. Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. All right. Well, as you probably already figured out, this is a personal growth program designed with your inner peace in mind. Inner peace in mind. Discussions will be based directly or indirectly, like I was saying before, on the chapters in my book, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. This book contains a methodology for filling the many emotional voids experienced in childhood. Yeah, very important. I was seeing one of Oprah's programs today, and she was interviewing Al Sharpton, and he was saying that a lot of us are damaged from all the issues we had in the past, all the voids that never got filled in our past. You see, yeah, for sure. So Reconnected, you know, actually operates as a tool to fill those voids. Yeah, in my book, you will become a time traveler. That's right. Learn to become a time traveler. Traveling back to the time and place of your upbringing, becoming a senior advisor and mentor to your child self. Imagine that, looking at yourself when you're like, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, and having sessions with that little one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to create this fictional character, the mentor, you, acting as the mentor to your child self. Yeah, absolutely. You have sessions with your child self as you address those negative events that you still carry with you and change the outcome to one of your desire. Yeah, absolutely. Now, remember when I'm talking about the child self, I'm talking about that self, that flesh and blood self that you once were. It's not an abstract concept. Even though my book is in the inner child therapy category, you know, it's other books, when they're talking about inner child, they're talking about this abstract concept, which is more on a spiritual level. It's still good, very wonderful. And but see, the child self has the inner self. Yeah, the child self has the inner self too. So idea that when I'm talking about the child self, that little one that you used to look like, that's why it's very important to get those pictures out. Yeah, and send love to those little pictures. That's how you start the process. Uh-huh, absolutely. So now this way, see, the whole process, this way you'll create real internal change. Yep, mm-hmm. And be free of the negative effects of unresolved past issues. And that's what a lot of people are talking about today. The negative effects of unresolved past issues. Yeah. There's so many other benefits of reconnecting. Parents, for instance. Mm-hmm. If you want new information for raising the best emotionally balanced children, yep. Reconnected is there too. As a matter of fact, I have a 3-part parenting video on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com and put in Reconnected, the Parents Manual. Reconnected, the Parents Manual. More benefits. Yes, there is. They keep coming. Yes, there are, I should say. Reconnected is also for mentors who can appreciate additional tools for their mentees and teachers who would cherish more methods for shaping, motivating, and inspiring our students, reflecting the greatness that they already possess within. Yep. More benefits. Couples wanting a better relationship can benefit from the personal growth tools being offered, such as communication and listening skills. Yep. Benefits don't stop. Those in recovery will benefit also, as I have over 100 pages dedicated to addictions, codependency, and recovery in my 12 Principles of Recovery chapter and Codependency and Addictions chapter. This recovery program is not just for those afflicted with drug addictions. It is also beneficial to those suffering from anger, abuse, compulsive disorders, overeating, gambling, sexual and controlling issues. Reconnect is also for any individual who wants to consciously connect to the higher self, to spirit, source energy, to God. Yeah, a lot of benefits. So you see, it's really a multi-purpose manual. A parent's manual, a teacher's manual, a recovery manual, a mentor's manual, a relationship manual, a human manual for the transformation of your negative experiences to positive memories, loving yourself at deep levels, and creating the life you have always desired. I'm committed to sharing practical tools with and supporting those who want and envision for themselves an abundant life, an empowered life, an independent thinking life, a spiritual life, a reconnected life. Well, all right. Yes. Okay. Now, as you regulars know, we always do a happy news segment. There's always great, happy, wonderful, wonderful things going on all around the world. You just don't hear about them because you tune into the major media outlets and they wanted to fill you with fear. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So it's very important to tune in here. I also call this the APN Network, All Positive News Network. Yeah, you hear nothing but happy news on the Reconnected Show. With that in mind, at our international and national news desk, we have our correspondent, Dorothy. Take it away.
The title to today's article is Ishar Gaffney and the Cardboard Bike That Could Revolutionize Transportation. It comes from CNN, The Next List, dated June 2013. For years, people told him he could never do it, but with his own money, resources, and what he described as gut feeling, inventor Ishar Gaffney built a bicycle made almost entirely out of cardboard. His cardboard box took 4 years and 6 prototypes to make, and when it was finished, Gaffney's story and Vimeo went viral. Izzy, as he's called, became an internet sensation. But the Next List team wanted to see Izzy in action, actually making a bike from scratch on his own turf. In a workshop on a small Tibet on Israel's northern coast, we watched as Izzy, a self-described cycling enthusiast, worked his magic. Using the principles of Japanese origami, literally folding cardboard over and over with a machine he invented, and adding a secret concoction of glue and varnish, Izzy, who is self-taught, figured out a way to make cardboard rugged enough for us to ride. His craftsmanship resulted in a light, waterproof, and recyclable frame capable of holding cyclists up to 500 pounds. A full-size cardboard bike weighs around 20 pounds, and according to Izzy, never has to be adjusted or repaired. The tires are made of reconstituted rubber from old car tires, so they will never puncture, he says. Izzy says innovation is everywhere in Israel, but the aftermath or production phase of an invention is lacking. He and business partner Nimrod Elmish formed the Israeli company ID Cardboard Technology and say they are determined to change that. This project, Izzy's Cardboard Bicycle, is a unique business model and a real game changer, says Elmish. We will build these bikes using all kinds of funding, including government grants and rebates for using recycled materials. This will keep production costs down and will also create many jobs at local factories. The end result, a bicycle made from $9 worth of cardboard that will sell off for around $60. But Izzy hopes the rebate for using green materials will enable them to distribute the bicycles for free in poor countries all over the world. The whole concept for these bikes is to build something so strong you can throw them in a village in Africa and come back next year to collect the damaged ones and bring new ones, he said. Mass production of the cardboard bike begins later this year, and Izzy wants to take his technology even further, already working on cardboard wheelchairs and high chairs. Wow, that's amazing. Nadine?
Yeah, that surely is. Imagine that. Imagine the mindset this guy had to even think about this. You see, that's why it's important to always validate your imagination. Everything you see around you came from someone's imagination. Someone thought those things. And believe it, they thought it into existence. Yeah, everything you see came from someone's thought. You see? Oh, absolutely. Think about the paperclip. A simple paperclip. Someone had to think about a better way to hold your papers together. They came up with a paperclip. You know, simple thing like that. You know, so it's very important to always validate that imagination. I tell kids all the time, you know, you are what you think about. So watch your thoughts. Monitor your thoughts. This guy thought of a cheap way for people to have transportation and to provide this kind of transportation to poor areas all over the world. That's what he had in mind. So you know God was going to give him the wherewithal to make this happen. He's already thinking about service to others, helping others. A cardboard bicycle. Now, who would have thought that? That was for this guy to think about. That was his idea. He was the receptacle for that. And he did it. Yeah, isn't that something? Cardboard bicycle. Well, all right. Fantastic. Okay. Well, today's theme, children's spirituality, with our new guest, Norma T. Hollis. New guest on Reconnect the Show, author and America's leading authentic voice doctor, Norma T. Hollis, is with us as she will address the topic of children's spirituality. Norma helps people find, live, and share their authentic voice, which she refers to as the seed of purpose that lives within. Her focus is helping experts and authorities acknowledge their authentic voice and cash in on it. Aha, that's important. It's one thing to have this idea, but you can't afford your light bill. That's an issue, you know? Yeah, cash in on it. She's a 17-year veteran of the speaking industry and is author of The Process to Become a Professional Speaker, 10 Steps to Authenticity, The Authenticity Assessment, Authenticity Grid, and the Authentic Voice System. Today, she will be speaking on how we can bring about the spiritual genius in our children and help them stay grounded in their own spirituality. She will talk about how parents can acknowledge the natural gifts and talents of their children and to raise them toward those gifts so the child can live an authentic life. All right. So without any further ado, we'll bring to you Norma T. Hollis. Norma, are you there?
I'm here, Nazim. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. I really appreciate it.
Fantastic, fantastic. We appreciate you, and I'm so glad that you're on the air, and we're going to make this a nice, fun adventure. As a matter of fact, it's already fun. It's already there.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah. So the whole idea of, before we get into the topic at all, since you're kind of new on the Reconnect the Show, and I've kind of laid out a little something here, tell us something about yourself. What have you been doing lately? I know you've been doing a lot around the world, but just kind of tell us a little bit. What's been happening with Norma lately?
Well, you know, authenticity is my foundation, is my platform. So I'm committed to helping people, speakers, organizations, parents, children, as many segments of society as possible, connect with the natural gifts and talents they were born with in order to be their authentic self. So I've been doing that in some corporate environments. I'm mentoring some individuals, particularly those that would like to have speaking careers and those who want to be more authentic in their approach on life and getting to know themselves on a deeper level, and also working with parents raising authentic children and children's spirituality. So next year I'm planning a number of events in about a dozen cities across the United States. I'll be having some events on a monthly basis here in the Los Angeles area every second Saturday. So I also certify and train speakers and coaches across the country. So I'll be doing more of that as well. So I'm looking for people who are really serious about being more authentic and being themselves, and people who are looking to become speakers. They have a message that they want to share in an authentic way, and don't quite know what to do and how to go about doing that. And parents who are looking to help their children to bring out the very best that their children have and bring out their natural gifts and talents so that they can be who they're born to be. So that's kind of what I'm doing.
Wow, that's a lot, and that's a very good gift, and it's something that's very needed for everybody, really. It's very good. And it's we're authentic, you know. I'll get into the topic in just a second, but the idea that you focus on authenticity, what does that really mean?
Well, I have three basic definitions of authenticity. One is what you'll read in the dictionaries, and that says trustworthy, sincere, honest, credible, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that I say about authenticity is that it's a focus on the common good. It's about putting purpose over profit so that people and humanity count more than the intangible things that like money and what money can buy in a sense. And then the third thing is that authenticity as it relates to human beings refers to our natural gifts and talents, the authentic person we were born to be, the seeds that were given to us at the time that we were born that make us uniquely who we are and being our authentic self and living our authentic voice. So that's kind of how I define authenticity.
All right. So you've actually gathered a group, I think you call the Authenticity Ambassadors, I believe. Right?
Yeah, ambassadors and coaches, yes.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that I've trained. Some have been with me for a number of years. I have a number of different programs. The foundation of my program is the Authentic Voice System, which is 9 workbooks that I've created that talk about these 9 energies of authenticity that each person has and has you examine how these energies are integrated into your day-to-day life. How natural are they for you? Have you assessed them, and how are you applying them in your life? And when you look at that, it gives an overview of how real you're being with yourself and how real you're living your life. And then the workbooks help you to do exercises that help you see yourself in from new perspectives and give you guidance to modify just a small tweak in some of your behaviors in order to raise your energy in that particular area.
My goodness. So your Authenticity Ambassadors, they all have gone through this program, have they?
They have gone through the program, and they've been coached and trained by me, and they're ready to speak and train on it, and some are ready to coach others. I have an assessment that a person can take complimentary online, and when you do the assessment, your results can be interpreted by one of the coaches at no charge. People get a score, a one-number score, but when we look at the assessment, we get 16 scores, which gives us a real overview of who you are, and we can ask you some questions that help you examine whether or not you're really being authentic with yourself in your career and your relationships, in your life, in your level of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. And how does this benefit someone in, say, where they're going to job fields or relationships? How does that really benefit them in those areas?
Well, part of it, as you get, especially once you get the interpretation and you understand more deeply, then you get a sense of what kind of partners you need on the planet.
Okay.
You know, nobody has everything. We all have certain strengths and challenges, and sometimes we're so emotional about who we are that we can't always see the areas where we may need some support. And then we don't know enough, you know, we haven't gone through it yet, you know, and we don't maybe have someone older that we respect that can help us see the perspective. But once you take the assessment and get the feedback, you can get a sense of what kind of partners you need. Like for myself, I know that what I really enjoy doing is I love being home creating stuff. I can create stuff all the time, and I can help tell people, and, you know, and it's very valid stuff. But if I just sit home and create, and I don't have a partner that's out there putting things together for me and doing, or I'm not doing it myself, then I'm going to have financial challenges because I won't be able to get my program out there.
Right.
So it helps to evaluate and to identify kind of what kind of partners you need. And that could be relationships as well, because if I have a spouse, for example, who also enjoys sitting home or sitting somewhere and creating, and we're both creating, then the relationship's not going to go very far. And it's certainly not going to have some sustainability financially if we're talking about a marriage relationship or something.
It
gives you that kind of information, yeah.
Wow. This is so, so very important. Oh, my goodness, so important. As a matter of fact, I'm listening to you. I already see part 2 and part 3 on the Reconnected Show and doing the other areas because the Reconnected message also includes relationships, too, and I can see this being under that category. So
I work is very aligned. Yeah. Our work is very, very aligned. We're listening to the same spirit. We're kindred spirits for sure.
So yeah,
that's
for
what
sure.
I say. You know, I used to own a speakers bureau, and people put out. There's so many people that are really looking to make a difference in the world, and I've been meeting a lot of them lately. And I find we have a lot of aligned messages, and it's just whose message resonates most with you, because you know there's so many people out here who are looking for the message, and you have a very powerful way of putting yours out there. So I congratulate you on the work you've done.
Well, thank you. And one thing about it, as you know, is that sometimes it's all about, you know, someone's vibration. I can say, to a couple that if they look at a certain kind of area in their life that might help enhance their relationship, and they'll hear that. They'll say, okay, sounds good. You can say the exact same thing to them. Say, oh, I got it now.
Right. It might be the right time. Might be the right different word. Might be the tone of my voice. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Tone of your voice, yes. Or might be why you present yourself. Sometimes our energy coming into a room affects people a certain kind of way.
Right.
You
exactly.
Know?
Exactly.
And I say that's okay.
It is okay, exactly, because we're all here to do this. I mean, those of us who are doing this are doing it because we have this calling to do it. And part of that calling means that we all need to be doing it. The more we align like we're doing now, the more people will reach.
And that's okay. I'm totally in support of that. I love it. Okay, good. This is very, very good. I think this is I really see some other parts here. And so tell you what. Now with that, we're going to go into the whole idea of children's spirituality, which is the topic for today. Children's spirituality. Now the whole idea of children's spirituality is it has a lot of questions around that. It's like what do you mean about that? You know. I can see when a kid is 6 years old, I force him to go to church and he listens to the preacher. And is that what you're talking about? So the idea that what's around that whole topic of looking at how we actually develop spirituality within our children so they actually are conscious of it.
Well, you know, if you think about the school systems, and I used to direct Head Start programs, and in Head Start you had these components of a child's world that we were looking to improve, and it's kind of reflected in the entire school system. And the schools look at the child's mental health. So they have psychologists and other people that help get in the child's head to know who the child is when there are certain issues that arise. You go to the church, and I used the early childhood consultant for one of the archdioceses here in Los Angeles, and the church focuses on the child's religious education. Let me teach the child the tenets of the church, and how we behave and what we believe and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But nowhere in our society, that I'm aware of at least, and in my degrees in early childhood, nowhere am I aware where they have a focus on who the child is, who lives in that body, who is it that wakes up every morning, what is that child's gifts and talents, who is that, what is the potential that child brings to the world. Now, we talk about the child's spirit when we meet the prodigies, the children who have maybe the music gift or talent, so they can sing, they have phenomenal voices, or they play piano, you know, phenomenally. But in reality, there are at least 8 wisdom gifts, is what I call them, where there are remarkable gifts. So in other words, a child, for example, who was more logically gifted, where they're able to really see through the bull crap and problem solve, may not be as recognized as a child who has a natural voice or something, but nonetheless they're still as gifted. So children's spirituality really means identifying and recognizing these gifts that children bring to the planet, who the child is naturally before we start telling them who we want them to be. Because what we do as parents and teachers and priests and aunts and uncles and well-meaning adults is we tell the child who we think they should be. And generally it's based on how they can earn some money. And often it's based on the parent's limited view of the world. And I say limited view simply because the world is changing so fast that there's no way any parent can have any clue of what kind of career opportunities and challenges the child is going to face 20 years down the road. Because, for example, our parents and grandparents did not know that we could talk to India at the drop of a hat. That wouldn't have been fathomable. So who knows? So the best thing we can do for our children is raise them to who it is they were born to be, because there's a wisdom far beyond ours that knows what the world is going to be in 20, 30 years from now, and gave your child those gifts So to prepare your child to do their mission on the planet. So that's what children's spirituality is, raising the child, recognizing the child's natural gifts and talents, and raising the child's spirit, allowing their spirit to thrive in the area of their natural gifts and talents.
How on earth do you do that to a six-year-old? I mean, or with a six-year-old?
Well, you do it early. You know, the children will tell you their gifts and talents very early. If you look at a child, you know, characters develop,
right,
as I'm sure you know, before the age of five. And when, as soon as a child, first of all, when a child first starts to speak around the age of two, it's
mm-hmm.
time to start listening. When they start putting together sentences, when they grasp enough to be able to share what's on their mind, listen to what they're saying. Because oftentimes what they will talk about, especially in their fantasy play or when they're talking to themselves and no adults that they know are around, they will talk about where they came from and what it is they're supposed to do. They may even have a discussion with God at the time. You know, if we talk about purpose, okay, we talk about purpose and life before, after death. So let's assume that there's life before birth, that children come, we talk about assignment and people having purpose. So where does it come from? It comes from my understanding from some communication that we receive before we come here. And so at the age of two, when they can start talking, two and three, making sentences, children start talking about that if you just listen. And if you journal that, then you have great ammunition for the child when they're 15, 16, 14, 15, 16, and thinking about career choices to what they said then. And then what happens when they get four and five, and first they learn how to read. And learning how to read takes them from the right brain, which is the more creative, to the left brain, which is more structured and unnatural.
Right.
And then they begin to forget the more creative side that the right brain has. And then when they get further into kindergarten and first grade, and they have the structure of stay in line, raise your hand to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom in line, go to eat in line, and stay in your desk, stay in your cubicle all of your life, and then they lose even more, and it just continues. But obviously now, before the age of four, is the greatest ideal time to really discover who the child is, and all you have to do is watch them. Just watch them. They'll tell you. And give them opportunity. Give them some musical stuff. See what they do. Give them some colors, some crayons. See what they do. Tell them about words. Read some books to them. See what they do. You know, watch them. If you watch them in that year, three and four, they'll reveal themselves to you beyond your imagination, which is why it's important for parents to be with children during that time. And then you begin to find activities that help the child develop. Now I want to give you an example of a perspective for parents to consider. So when they had the last Olympics, and I don't remember the name of the young man, but there was a gymnast. And when he was a young kid, he was maybe 4 years old, very young, and they were in a department store. And all of a sudden, the parents looked around, and they couldn't find the kid. And they looked everywhere. And he had found some pole and climbed to the top of the department store, to the ceiling. And most of us would have said, kid, get yourself down here and yada, yada, yada. We'd have been, you know, okay. But what did these parents do? These parents said, wow. My kid likes to climb. What do climbers do? How do I develop a climber? And they put him in gymnastics school, and he became an Olympic. So it's just a different perspective. So as we try to make them who we think they're supposed to be, kid, get down here and be sane and be like everybody else and be structured and be organized and, you know, be still. But no, I mean, okay, yeah, he can be still, but look what he just showed you. Look the gift he just told you who he is. So why not raise your kids? So kids tell us who they are, and so often we squelch that. So by listening to that and watching that and developing that, we're developing the child's spirit, and that's children's spirituality. It's like personal development for kids.
Yes, 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 yes. Wow, that means that you have to be a conscious parent, huh?
It means being conscious, being aware, yeah. I mean, there are times we all are not. But it's really, really critical in those particular, the first 5 years are so, so critical in so many ways of character building and things that you talk about undoing stuff from the past. So often the stuff you're undoing happened before five, and you don't even remember. You can't even get to it. you know?
Right.
So the remedy to that is to help parents understand how important their time is and be gentle and educational and loving and all those other, you know, wonderful behaviors that their children can emulate. And it might not be economically as feasible as you would like it to be, but the payoff over the long run, because when you put money first in your kids 5 years, and I know it may be hard not to do that, but then you end up spending the rest of the kid's life helping to undo what you couldn't do in the first 5 years.
Right.
So it just makes sense. Just do it right, you know, when you get that chance. It's more of a sacrifice, but it pays off handsomely over the long run.
Yes, yes. And also you'll find that the kids will be so much of a help to you because that's their way of showing gratitude.
Exactly, exactly. And that, and why not raise a family that way, start it off that way, and then the rest, the next 15, 20 years, shucks, the rest of your life is a lot easier.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a small sacrifice for what you're developing.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So you listen to them. And how about the area of exposing the children to just various things, like, you know, even like at that young age, like after they're you know, because some people might think that when kids are like 2 years old, they don't know anything, you know, why take them any place? They don't know anything. They just want to play with their toys in the house, and versus taking them to museums or art museums or in the parks or any place, you know, to marine biologists, location, just kind of exposing different things. What are those different things? What do they really? How do they really feed the kids at that age?
Well, what I'd like your audience to do is get a pen and paper, because I want to tell them the 8 different what I call wisdom gifts, Each of these wisdom gifts, they're referred to as multiple gifts of intelligence by Dr. Howard Gardner, who discovered them. I refer to them as wisdom gifts because they're the source of your spirit. So the first one is verbal. And verbal are children or anyone, humans, who like to talk. They like words, whether it's verbal words or whether speaking words or reading words or writing words or something to do with words. Visual is the next one. Visual has to do with color and brightness and spatial relationships, things that require visual perception. Artists, draftsmen, maybe engineers. Designers. Mathematical, logical is another one. Mathematical is obvious. The logical has to do with problem solving and seeing the big picture. So being able to put order, numbers have a certain order to them. So likewise, mathematical, logical people are able to put order in things, order into life, order into things that may be a bit abstract. Then you've got nature. Nature are people who learn by being outside. They love the outdoors. They love animals, your zookeepers, your landscapers. Now, there's also order involved there, because if you think about when you throw a stone in an ocean, it ripples, and there's order to that. There's order to the rings around a tree. There's order to leaves. So there's some of that as well. Another one is musical, and musical is obvious. You know, people who like music, they tap their feet, snap their fingers. Musicians, singers, writers, there's order there too, because the notes, the 8 notes, maybe they make up an octave. There's a certain order to that, so there's value there. Another one would be kinesthetic, and kinesthetic are people who learn by moving. These would be your athletes and your dancers. And just people who like to move around. A lot of kids these days are like that, and they're being mislabeled as ADD or ADHD, attention deficit or attention deficit hyperactive disorder. And sometimes it's just because that's just who they are and how they learn. And then the other two are more I call personality drivers, and that's interpersonal, people who learn by being around other people. They're very social. These are your great salespeople. They like to just be around other people, and they're gregarious. They're very social. And then there's intrapersonal, people who learn by going inside. These are people who are I know you can relate to that, yeah.
Ooh.
So the inner voice people. So what I suggest to people, number one, is to find the top 3 that relate to you. And those top 3 will give you a sense of where you lie, and that's kind of where your spirit expresses itself. And you ask yourself, are you expressing yourself in those areas? And if you're not, then you probably have some imbalance in your life, in some areas of your life that you're not exactly happy about. And you can probably be more fulfilled if you were to deal with those. And then when it goes to your children, what you want to do when you're raising them, and especially in the first 5 years, is observe each of those 8 areas and give your children an opportunity to experience each of those. Make sure that you expose them to words. Make sure that you expose them to listening to other people speak and having conversations, how they deal with words, and books and all the things that deal with words. Make sure you watch them and with their art, with color. How do they deal with color? Do they enjoy painting? Do they enjoy color at all? What kind of clothes do they pick? Do they pick clothes with color, or do they pick black and white? You know, get a sense of what they gravitate to. Expose them to music. You know, let them hear different songs, sing with them, dance with them. Put instruments around, make drums out of oatmeal boxes, and put seeds in oatmeal empty boxes, and make things to drum with, you know, to shake, you know, and just all kind of things you can do. And just play with them, and that's why I say play is so important in a young child's age. It's how they express themselves. So put the various things out there. You have an opportunity like a preschool classroom where you put various things out there and see where your child gravitates. Do something with dancing. See if your child likes to dance. See if your child likes to jump and run. You know, make that one of the choices, like to climb. These are the more kinesthetic children. Okay, see if they like puzzles. You know, puzzles would be kids that are more visual, that are more in the visual gifts, and some of the spatial stuff. And just do different activities and see where your child gets the most joy and where they prefer to go and where there's more fun. And then begin to just look at what kind of how can you help your child develop in those areas? Sometimes it might mean a special school when that's possible. Sometimes it just means spending an extra 30 minutes a day or even a week, if that's all you have, doing that particular thing with your child to help it develop. Whatever it may be. However small or big you can do it, just do something. Because number one, you want the child to recognize that this is a gift, that this is something that God gave you that's special, that they can accept that, because that's a part of self-esteem. Okay?
Yes, yes.
God gave me this special, and I can do this special thing. And then if you can find a way to help the child grow into a practical way to use that skill, then the child then has something that they can always fall back on that may not require a college degree, you know? So, for example, with me liking words, and I also, I've always was a good typist. I mean, I could type 90 words a minute when I was in school before they had computers. So I could always fall back and get a job with Kelly Services or somewhere. So I always had something. I could still pursue my creative activities, but I had something to do that did not drive me crazy. It wasn't accounting where I had to sit still for all the time and, you know, do with numbers, you know, whatever.
Yes.
But I found something. So that's where you can be of great value to your child help steer them in the right direction so that they have sustainability without taking away their own area of expression, because you don't necessarily know what career choice is best for them. But you can know their gifts and talents and help them develop that. So that makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want you to, if you can, just run those 8, because some people are taking notes here, just run those 8 items down one more time for us.
And it may not be in the same order, but
that's okay.
Verbal, verbal is one of them.
Verbal.
Visual.
Visual.
Nature.
Nature.
Kinesthetic.
Kinesthetic.
Musical.
Musical.
Let's see. What did I miss? I know I missed interpersonal and intrapersonal.
Interpersonal, intrapersonal.
And I missed just one other. Musical,
nature.
Kinesthetic. What is it?
Nature.
Nature, thank you.
Nature was missing. She said, verbal,
nature.
Visual,
okay,
nature.
Verbal, kinesthetic, musical.
Intra. What deal with the math?
Mathematical, logical, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's
the eight. Right. And if you look at those, you can see that some of those are right brain and some are left brain. So the visual is more of a right brain because that's more creative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where your mathematical logical is more left brain because that's the straight numbers
mm-hmm.
thing. Okay?
Yes.
Musical is more right brain.
Yes.
Kinesthetic is more right brain. Okay?
Yes.
So you can kind of look at them that way. And then the inter and intra I refer to as personality drivers because they drive the personality. And in a verbal person, let's do music. A music strength who is interpersonal, which likes other people, would probably be, you know, one of your major artists out there, a Beyonce
mm-hmm.
or any one of those that's very popular and very easy to speak to get along with. Where your intrapersonal would be more your songwriter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the background,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a musician who doesn't want to be out front. They just want
right.
to express themselves differently. So it drives what the gifts are.
Mm-hmm. I see. I got you. Good. Well, good. Good, good. Verbal, visual, nature, kinesthetic, music, inter, intra, math. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So the whole idea is that you want to investigate all these areas with your child and see what resonates.
What resonates, yeah. Where the child gets the most joy. And then what can you do over the next 10, 15 years of your child's relationship, of your child's development, to help expose the child to more opportunities in the area of their natural gifts so that they're mm-hmm. developing it more, they're seeing more different options of what you can do with it, they're seeing other people who are successful with the same gifts. As you get to know whether they're interpersonal or intrapersonal, then that gives you more clue of where to do. Interpersonal kids, you know, always talking, they always have lots of friends around them, and the intrapersonal,
mm-hmm.
they like to be alone. They like to
right.
read, maybe, or, you know, do things that are more solitary. And
right,
so,
exactly.
you know, don't try to make them something else. Because what we'll do, you should be outside playing, or you shouldn't do that. Or, you know,
mm-hmm,
I mean, sure,
right.
you can go outside and play, you know, but let's have balance, let's do that. But I still want you to do what's natural for you. Because that's
mm-hmm.
who you are. That's how God
right.
made you. God knows a whole lot better than I do.
Ooh,
so.
Good God Almighty. Yes, yes, yes.
So let me
yes.
just help God along a bit so you can be who it is God wants you to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That's
this
my
is
job
wonderful.
As parent. My job is to help you along.
Mm-hmm. Now,
not
wouldn't
to tell
this,
you, you know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah wouldn't this, when you look at the adult life and the folks, you know, just didn't get these things at all. They were just guess totally neglecting these areas. And can't you use the same thing for young adults who want to try to look at why are they here? What are their real gifts? What are they here to do?
Absolutely. I've worked at with people up to 70 years old, and the system that I have helps everyone to gain more clarity. It gives clarity in terms of their purpose, confirmation of next steps, and the courage to move forward to do it. Because
okay.
we all came with an assignment. You know, we talk about that a purpose. And society grabs us real early. After all, you can read while you're in the womb, you know, and helps to move us away from purpose and help us not even to be assigned purpose. And when parents try to help children become too academic too early, then they lose purpose very, very, very early. And those are the kids
mm.
that I predict will be the most confused because they try to be academic before they had a chance to build character.
I see. Yes, I see. So therefore, really, you can use the same eight areas. You know, someone say someone's 25 and say, "Well, hey, normally, you know, I'm 25. I just graduated college, but I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I went. You know, I have no problem getting through my academics. I can do what they ask me to do. But when I look inside, I see a lot of voids there. So would you use the same eight areas and say, "Well, let's go through this and see why you're here."
Yeah,
no.
I would use the same areas to do the same assessment. And by the way, I do have a workbook that has assessments for each of these eight areas. I look at the gifts. I call it legacy because this is the legacy that God gives us. It's not the legacy we leave to our heirs, but it's what God has given us on the planet to use, you know, on His behalf. just like our parents leave us, you know, a legacy. This is the legacy God gave us. That's how I look at it. And it comes in three parts, the gifts I just talked about, the wisdom gifts, plus the spiritual gifts, which we talk about in church, plus also the physical gifts in your body, because the body that God chose to put you in was given to you for a reason. So you're a male or a female, black or white, or tall or short, or short hair, long hair, you know, large frame, small frame, for a reason. So rather than try to change it, which, you know, we do with plastic surgery and who knows what else we try to do, you know, that, you know, we're not being authentic. So when you look at what are the gifts God gave me, what's the body that Jesus put in, what's the gender that I am, what's the natural gifts, the wisdom gifts, the spiritual gifts, then, you know, if you can put all that together, you can get a real good sense of who you are and what you're supposed to be doing. And you can do it for your children at an early age, which is our conversation today. You can also do it for yourself. And what I do with people is once we look at, we take my assessment, a different assessment, the authenticity assessment, and we find an area where they have the greatest challenge, and we just tweak one thing. Because actually when we get to be adults, without the benefit of being raised that way, we can just find one thing where we maybe are most challenged and just tweak one thing in one part of our life, and that can oftentimes give us great, 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 great change and great benefit. So we just have to decide what that one thing is, one thing at a time, at least.
Now, the area you mentioned was interesting. You said the wisdom gifts. Now, talk about that.
Well, those are the eight that I just talked about. I refer to them as the wisdom gifts.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got you.
Uh-huh.
I got you.
Okay. Because that's the wisdom. Okay. God, because your wisdom comes through that area. Your wisdom comes musically. Your wisdom comes through being moving around. Your wisdom comes from words.
I see.
Your wisdom
I
comes
see.
There. That's how I look at it.
I see.
And therefore, your spirit expresses itself that way.
And this is part of the workbook that you're talking about?
I have a workbook, which I'd have to look up a link to take you to. But I do have a workbook that people can get, and I think it's just $30, $29.95. Mm-hmm. And it gives you the assessments that help you. Those eight areas I just talked about, there's questions that you ask in each one, and it helps you to determine which one is strongest for you. And you can ask yourself, you can ask it for your children, whatever. And then you compare your scores to see what your top three are. And then you can look at what you can start doing to develop that.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, please find that link. I'm going to share that with the audience so they can jump on that and get that for themselves. Absolutely. To me, that sounds like a first step to do.
Yeah, it is. I have so many products, and I'm just, you know, separating them out to what the different things they do and what they do, what they're for. But this is a very popular one because a lot of people are not aware of their gifts and talents. And are very interested in connecting more with them. I mean, it's really the secret to life, the secret to happiness, I think.
Oh, sure.
So
what was it called again?
It's your gifts and talents. It's a legacy. It's the legacy inventory. And I probably have to give it to you. I don't know if you can, if I have it in such a. It's got a weird URL. Put it like that.
Okay, but it's called the Legacy Inventory.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some information on it in just a minute. I'm looking it up now.
Okay, Legacy Inventory. This sounds very, very crucial and for anybody who wants to really find out, you know, what God gave them to give to others.
Yeah,
for sure. So that sounds real key here. And you also said that the authenticity assessment is also free online there also, right?
Yeah, they can get that at normahollis.com. And
okay.
On the left side, there's a button. There's two buttons I would like them to click. And one of them says take the assessment, and that's a complimentary assessment. And the second button invites you to register for our free calls that we have every Tuesday. So every Tuesday at 5 o'clock Pacific time, we have what we call our Authentic Tuesday calls. And you can go on there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, this is a long. I wonder, do I have this in a short? I didn't do another URL for this, so it's a long URL to get this, to get these yeah, to get the inventories. But I'll give it to you. Are you ready?
Well, tell you what I need to do is actually one of the things I also offer all my guests to come on the show is that on my homepage on the blogtalkradio.com/reconnected, when you scroll after you log in, you scroll down and there's a section called comments. And that's where I want you, Norma, to put your information there. You can put that URL there, or you can email it to me. And I can also share. I want to do that too. But in addition to that, if you put it right there on the home page, then everybody that comes to the reconnected home page will scroll down and see the information.
Okay.
You see, they'll see normahollis.com. Isn't that correct? Normahollis.com.
That's correct.
You're okay.
That's the primary site. And I'm going to give you the special link for the product we're talking about. Yeah.
NormaHollis.com, also a special link which has a legacy inventory. And and we'll get that for sure because it is real long. By being verbal right now, we won't get it now anyway. So
It's very long.
So remember, everybody can go to that homepage, blogtalkradio.com/reconnected, and you scroll down to the comment section. You'll find information on all my guests right there. Norma will be the current guest there, so her picture will probably show up there, and her information will be there for us to look at. And so therefore, in case you missed something here, then you can always go there and get it again. And so I want everybody to get it, to go to your website to actually get this legacy inventory, because this is a very, very good way, one of the strongest ways I've seen so far of really pinpointing where our gifts are. Because a lot of us don't – I would say most of us don't know. We don't know. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. I know when I was teaching, one of the things I did all the time, I always like to share with my students what a kind of learner they are. You know, some more visual, some more audio, and so if they know themselves, then they know they can tell other people how to really relate to them better.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
see, and so
I
actually passed out material to all my students. I said I want everybody to know this. You know, once you know. And then you'll know how people can relate to you better. Even with my teaching style, I cover all areas so people can.
I want everybody to know this.
Oh,
hang on, I cut it. Go ahead.
And you can also because my teaching style, I incorporate all areas. So in case people are more audio or more kinesthetic, more visual. I cover it all so people get it, and I want the children, the youth, to get it also. So that's why I pass out information so they know themselves. And this way here, what you're talking about goes beyond that. Besides, see what kind of learner they are, see what kind of gifts they have, and how
right.
they actually relate to the world.
Right. Exactly.
You see how they relate to the world.
Now, I'm going to give you another link on here, as a matter of fact, and this is a link to my children's spirituality product. And this one's a different one. Yeah, and this one has a number of products. It has audios and some workbooks that take you real deep. I mean, the legacy is great, and that's one way to do it. The other product is has multiple aspects to it, and it also includes the inventory, but in a different format. And the legacy inventory is for pretty much for all ages. The children's spirituality piece is just information about children's spirituality. They'll take you deeper into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
see good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fantastic.
So
Yes. We'll have that. Oh, this is fantastic. This is good. So we can have this information because you don't know. You know, and I was never taught these things and trying to figure out where you line up, and because once you know yourself more so you feel better about yourself, you feel better.
Yeah, you do.
You see?
Yeah,
especially
you really do.
If you're in an environment where people are all different,
yeah,
and you know that you aren't like them, and you think something's wrong with you because you aren't like them.
Right and you try to be like them, and then you put on masks and you're not yourself.
Right.
That's
look at the interpersonal versus intrapersonality. If you're intra around inters,
right. It's a different experience. That's right.
Because you don't relate like they relate.
That's right.
Something might be wrong with you. I don't. So you try to push yourself out there, try to push yourself out there, it doesn't work for you, you know. And
it doesn't
and
work.
Man. You have these
and
conflicts.
You have to find another way. And you think something's wrong with you, and it's not.
Right.
Something wrong
right.
with society is what it is, but you can't change that so much. But so you just need to partner with somebody who has the skills that you don't have.
Oh, my God.
And stop beating yourself up and stop trying to be somebody you're not.
Ah! Oh, yeah, this is good. This is good. This is good. You know, I really see, a relationship segment with this for sure. Okay, well, you know what? This is great. We're going to stop with the show now. We're going to put a pause. And we're going to definitely invite Norma to come back, and I'll definitely will email you and talk to you after the show here and look at some other possible times and other things. You've got so much to talk about, so we're going to do it off the air. But right now, we're going to put an end to the show, and now everybody knows how I can get in touch with Norma. They're normahollis.com, and she has a lot of products and services there. You can get on her email list and start becoming part of the authenticity calls on Tuesdays, I believe.
Yes,
and,
five Pacific. Uh-huh.
Okay, five Pacific, absolutely. And you can start hearing those things and start getting more in tune with the whole idea of the authenticity movement. And so we can just be more real, so we can look in the mirror better and appreciate ourselves and like what we see, you know? Don't run away from the mirror. Like what we see and be okay.
That's right. God gave
it
to you. You may as well like it. He gave it to you for a reason.
Yeah, you know, I don't like my nose. I don't like my eyebrows. I don't like my teeth. I don't like my ears. Look, you have that's what you're given, okay?
That's right.
You know? So it's good there. It's good there. So, hey, claim it and just, you know, and see the good in there. But at least this way here, looking at the legacy inventory, you can appreciate more so of what you have. What you have is good and necessary, you
yeah.
see. And you do matter. You know, you are loved. You do matter. And you're here for a purpose. And you're here to help the world make a better shift. And you are going to do that. As soon as you realize that's what you have, you see, it's okay. All right. So, Norma, thank you again for helping us out today.
Thank you. It's been a joy, Nazim. I really appreciate it and look forward to more.
Absolutely. So we're going to close our segment with our little closing theme song so everybody can get some energy and dance a little bit. And Norma, thank you again. We'll see you next time. So thank you, everybody, for joining the Reconnected Show, and have a peaceful, reconnected day. Thank you.
Thank you.